This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. The last Saturday of March. Here we go. As we're talking cars and everything else that's related to automotive stuff. We do appreciate you joining us. You can give us a call here with anything automotive related at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. The phone lines are open. It's raining out, driving down here. The wind's a whipping. Stopped at a couple of locations on the way here and picking some stuff up here and there. And I was like, man, the weather is blustery here in San Diego, which is not something we usually we talk about the weather here and we say, oh, you know, it's 75 and sunny. But we are having a little rain this morning. So hopefully if you have tires that are not in such great shape, you got them all replaced this week or previously, as we have had some rain for sure all this. Well, you know, back in January, there was cars floating down the center of the city there in San Diego. So we've had a couple good rainstorms here that have wreaked a little bit of havoc on vehicles and everything else. So make sure that... if your vehicle is in need of tires, et cetera, get it in and get the tires replaced on her, because good tires sure do help in this kind of weather when the road's covered with water. It helps with traction, also helps keep sheds the water away from where the tire's rolling. Does a good job. Keeps you better and keeps you out of trouble for sure, without question. So. Anyway, 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. What are we talking about today? Let's see. Today it's just me. Mr. Paul is out. He's not feeling well. So he texted me and said, I'm not going to make it. I'm not feeling well today. So, and that does happen too, especially with the winter that we've had. So you guys get to enjoy me alone. And Brendan's out. Gentleman in here... producing for us. So everybody's missing today. Everybody's taking a rain day, I think, except for me and you. So, good stuff. We're talking about alignments today and why they're important on vehicles as far as that goes and why they should be done yearly, especially with the roads that we have here. It's funny. One of my great listeners, he sends me stuff. He sent a couple weeks ago pictures of a street that he had taken a video of. He's like, I think I found the worst street in San Diego. But I will tell you this, the San Diego County alone has so many potholes that are ridiculous that can destroy your vehicle. And other random things can also affect the alignment on your vehicle. You know, if you hit a parking, you curb the vehicle a lot. Going up over any curbs, anything like that. Of course, potholes. All those things affect alignment angles a little bit at a time. May not feel it right away, but it's good to have your vehicle lined yearly. It does extend the life of your tires also. Prevents from wearing out tires and items like that on the vehicle. And tires are not cheap, especially today's car's tires. If your car is, you know, within 10 to 15 years old, tires are expensive, so we want to get all the life we can out of them. And one of the ways we do that is obviously keeping them aired up properly also, but alignment once a year on your vehicle. If you drive 15 to 20,000 miles a year, we'll keep those tires in great working order and get all the life you can out of them where they'll wear properly, etc. So we're talking a little bit about that today. And like I said, anything else automotive that you want to give me a shout about, I'm happy to talk to you about. 1-888-344-1170. That's 844-1170. Yeah, for right now, we are talking some alignment stuff. So how important is alignment on your vehicle? Like I say, an alignment angle doesn't change randomly usually. There's a cause and effect relationship between external and internal forces that can alter the geometry of your vehicle's suspension. Not only can it be the potholes, and like I said, we have quite a few here, and I've seen some pretty deep ones, which can do a lot of damage to a vehicle. The most damage we usually see out of these potholes and things like that when it comes to suspension, et cetera, on a vehicle is such as you hit one of those big potholes and you have a worn ball joint or something, and the ball joint pops and separates, or something like that, you know. It's definitely a concern as far as that goes. You need to have these components checked, and that's one of the things in an alignment. When we get a vehicle on the rack, first thing we start checking is any worn parts, is how do the control arm bushings look, the ball joints, the tie rod ends, the center drag link, if you have one on a vehicle, inner tie rod ends, if you have a steering rack assembly. All very important components that will affect an alignment if worn, that can cause lots of issues, cause heavy tire wear, because a slight amount of wear and play in something allows the alignment on a vehicle to shift. Those small angles can create quite a bit of wear on tires. So it doesn't take much as far as that goes. That's why it's very important to make sure that you're having the alignment check yearly, because like I said, it will definitely prevent tire wear. That is one of the big things. The other thing is driving the vehicle and how it handles. I mean, it can put, you know, as far as when you get excessive wear, such as ball joints or tie rod ends, a vehicle can pull or drift, and it's a lot more tedious for you to drive it long periods of time if you're, you know, on a trip, road trip, et cetera. But it's still work, you know, even if it's just driving to work and the vehicle tends to wander on you or wear tires or pull to the left or pull to the right, you have to work at making sure you keep it on the road, which can, you know, if you don't and you have these problems going on and you don't pay attention right away, you could end up in an accident too. So you can take something simple and turn it into something really bad for sure. And the roads out there these days are super busy. I never ceases to amaze me. Yesterday, I was out in El Cajon at the location, met with a really nice client that's been a client for years to go over something on one of his vehicles. And then I ended up, I traveled up to the Miramar location here in the Golden Triangle and stopped there for a sec. And then I headed on up and went up to Oceanside. Boy, the traffic on the road was crazy. That trip from El Cajon to Oceanside took me roughly an hour and 20 minutes. It was a long, you know, to maybe an hour and 40 minutes, something like that. I was on the road for quite a while. There's quite a bit of traffic. So once again, it was Friday afternoon, and this is Easter weekend, so everybody's out and about or heading places or going home early or whatever they were doing. I don't know. But it never ceases to amaze me of the amount of vehicles on the road. And all these vehicles are hitting potholes and wearing things and having issues, so everybody needs to consider the whole process of alignment and everything else as far as that goes on their vehicle. And that's what we're talking about today. So having the alignment reading for only one angle on one corner is just like having the outside temperature without knowing if there's a tornado outside on your vehicle. So proper alignments are super, super important. So we always look at different things and why they're worn or what they're causing and why the angle has had an issue as far as that goes. And if you end up with something that's out on a vehicle, why is it out? Is it just an adjustment, or did we have something that's worn? Do we have something that got bent or damaged, et cetera, when it comes to alignments on vehicles? So just making an adjustment when you have something out and not asking why the adjustment is needed can lead to a big problem with the vehicle and the wrong kind of tire wear also. Being great at aligning vehicles has to do with knowing why the adjustment is required to critic and is critical to performing the total alignment. So we're kind of talking about this morning different issues and things that can come into play that will cause alignment angles to come out that you need to be aware of, because just putting a vehicle on an alignment rack and then setting the alignment doesn't mean it's going to hold. Why is the alignment out? So we got to make sure and check everything, make sure everything's serviceable, not overworn, no issues with it, and therefore then set the alignment. All too often we see vehicles that have been aligned that had something worn. They doesn't get replaced. They just align it. Well, sure, why it's on the alignment rack, the alignment's in, but the minute you drive that vehicle off, then the alignment comes out on it, and it's not a good service or repair. Therefore, it continues to wear tires or do whatever it was doing. So there's a lot more in the alignment process. And I tell you what, today's alignment machines, we all use it, all the West Automotive Group locations, we use Hunter equipment. The Hawkeyes, they're great alignment machines and they do an amazing job. That's a whole nother story. We one time had an Italian aligner at the El Cajon store that lasted about 3 months, and I was done with that thing. I said, you know what, this thing doesn't work. For the techs didn't like it. It didn't work. And we've always had Hunter equipment in Escondido for all the years. So then what we did was I decided, well, you know what, I'm going back to Hunter. So, and ever since then, everything has always stayed Hunter alignment equipment. It is the best quality alignment equipment out there. I'm 100 hands down convinced. Wouldn't have anything else. Number one, it's technician friendly. And number two, it does a great job aligning the vehicle. So super important stuff. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. By the way, I appreciate everybody tuning in every Saturday. I meet folks all the time that I talk to that like, oh man, I listen to the radio. What are we talking? You know, it's funny because I write these segments. I try to write them like today. I'll write the one for next week, most likely, or Monday at the latest. And then I run into folks late in the week and they're like, oh, what's this show about? And I'm like, I don't know, because I write these and then I forget about what the show's about until I get here and pull the paper out and go, oh, it's what we're talking about. Today we're talking about alignments. But I've done so many different shows and topics that, you know, we often, I don't remember what it is after I write it. I just put the thing in my little folder and it's ready to go until the next week when we show up, and I pull it out and say, this is what we're doing. So good stuff. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for years now. So I think maybe you're on the air. Are you on the air, sir?
Teresa.
I am.
Okay. Yeah, he put you on the air already. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I was surprised. I'm calling for my brother, mm-hmm. and he buys everything and anything that's on sale. And we're wondering if, because he's not here right now, but anyway, the shelf life of products And do they break down if you have them sitting around in a shed or wherever?
Depends on what it is. What are you talking, like fluids for a car or car parts? Everything.
Guys, anything and everything, like polishes, cleaners, you know, like carburetor cleaners, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Tire preservers. We're wondering about that because we've heard negative things about Armorall lately.
Well, most chemicals will start to degrade over a period of time. Yes. So if it's, whether it's, waxes or you know, carburetor cleaners, things like that. Yes. I mean, they can, they don't last for forever. So
I was just wondering too, how about polishes and tire preservers and that kind of thing? He buys all this stuff on sale.
I would say over time, yes. You know, each one has a different shelf life though. So even if you know, waxes, things like that, yeah, they're all chemicals. So they do start to degrade over time. Some of them may last longer than others. I mean, some might be good for 5 years. Others may not be good for a year. So it just kind of depends on them. Other items, like if you stocked up on air filters for your car, as long as you kept them clean and dry, they last for forever, probably, you know. Same thing with oil filters. But when you're dealing with products with chemicals, yeah, they tend to break down over some period of time.
Yeah. How about oil blends? Do they keep for indefinitely or fairly long?
You mean like quarts of oil, engine oil?
Yeah, different types.
They usually keep for quite a long time. Yes, quite a long time. As long as they're not opened, as far as that goes. So,
okay. You know. And once they've been opened, because it's like some of these things are turning into collector's items that he has, you know. So anyway, we're just wondering about that. And some have been opened.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, and it just depends on it. You know, like you can open oil and it'll last a long time still, like engine oil. But other chemicals, you open them and induce room air into them, then they start to break down even more often, you know, or quicker. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the chemical and what it is. But yeah, mostly you're talking about chemicals that have problems like that. So. Yeah.
Yes.
Your tire, like you said, your tire shines, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, what do you think of Armorall? Because we hear good and bad about that and other things like it that are like tire preservers and all that you rub on or whatever.
Well, they do help preserve things and protect things for sure. So if used in the right manner for the right things, then they're not bad.
We ran into this man that's a president of an automobile club for vintage cars, and his wife was explaining to me that they don't use Armorall anymore on their tires.
Correct, yeah. Well, over time, they find that sometimes, especially on older items like that, like especially if you have a restored vehicle, things like that, and you're trying to extend the life of everything that you've put on it, Armorall can sometimes not be the best. There are some other products, so you have to kind of watch. It's same thing goes with like WD-40. I'm not a big, love penetrating oil. I'm not a big fan of WD-40. There's some additives in that that I don't personally like, but other people love the product, so that you're going to find that with different kinds of things. Like same thing with like Armorall. So.
Yeah. Does that break down too then pretty much?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how long should you keep something like that before you pitch it or
you know, I don't really have a timeline on that for you. I can't really give you an answer about that. You know, usually some of this stuff lasts for 4, 5, 6 years, other things, you know, after a couple of years, it's just no good. So, and I've not really cataloged that. So that's a great question, to be honest with you. And in each product, you kind of have to look into it, you know, or if you just notice, you know, you use a little bit of it and you think this is not what it used to be, then it's probably past its prime. But yes, those things do break down.
Yeah. Do they separate a lot of these products? Is that when they're breaking down and they start to
Some
separate,
of them do. Or? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Just a whole...
Are there any that are okay to use if you shake them? I mean, if they don't smell too bad or they're not too broken down, are they still okay
and
to
and
use?
As long as they're doing the trick, I mean, like you talk about tire shine or something like that, yeah. I presume, as long as you can get it to actually do what it's supposed to. The whole thing with these products, those kind of products, you go to use it and it's not, you know, the minute that you can tell it's not worthy or working anymore, is as soon as you go to use it, you're like, oh, this is not what it's supposed to be. So I can't really give you a timeline on those, but yes, they do deteriorate over time.
And how about polishes? Because he always buys every kind of polish you can think of.
How often does he polish the car?
I'm sorry?
How often does he use those?
Every few months.
Okay. So he does use them regularly then. So, but he buys a stockpile of them is what you're saying?
Well, no, if something's on sale, it seems like he goes for it. You know, and all this stuff accumulates. And after a while, he even forgets what he has because there's so much of it. And all these different ridiculous products and things.
Well, and that's another problem, because then it just doesn't get used, huh? It just sits there because you forget that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yep. I don't know. He should catalog that. And once he has enough polish for quite a while, then if it's on sale, he should stop buying it.
Well, it's just all these different products and
gotcha.
Parts. And even those, what do you call it, the bands that they put in. I'm trying to think of it. Those black bands. I'm trying to think, but anyway, on them.
Are you talking like a belt for the car?
Yes, belt.
Oh, yeah, they do deteriorate over time, absolutely, even if you don't use them. Yeah, so I don't have a timeline, but you got to keep a good eye. They start cracking or weather checking. It depends on how they're stored, too, so. But I don't, wiper blades are the same way, too. If he buys those every time he sees them on sale, they although they'll last quite a while in the packaging, but they... they're rubber, so those components all start to break down over time.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to end up with a bunch of stuff if he's not careful that's not usable. Yeah.
That's happened. That has happened. The other thing, one other tiny thing, if you know, he has paid pretty good money for some of these newer oil blends.
Uh-huh.
We were wondering, when you take a car into your shops, can they? Can we pay the mechanic to put those in, or do you already use your own special blends?
Well,
we usually use
high quality. We use full synthetic oil, but I mean, cases here and there. If somebody wants something specific and they have it, sure, we've put it in before. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a labor cost then.
Yep.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sure. Well, that's pretty much it. Unless you can add to it, you know.
Yeah.
Shelf life of stuff. Everybody seems to have stuff in their sheds where we live, and that stuff is as old as the hills.
Yeah, and like you said, depending on certain things, like you know, rubber components, waxes, mixtures of fluids, they all do start to break down. It's a different timeline for each of them for sure.
Yeah, and storing, like you said, the storage with the weather part of it. That really does a lot of damage.
Well, and heat. So, like, you know, you put wiper blades and you store them in a shed like that, and it gets really hot in the summer. Heat deteriorates everything, so, and causes different chemical changes, et cetera. So, that's the big part to it, too, over time, you know, is how is it stored? Where is it stored? Is the temperature controlled or not? Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, we've got a whole collection of it there and indoors, too.
Oh, great.
So. Yeah.
Well, sounds like he's ready to keep the car in good working order.
No, he can't resist. I guess it's a bad habit, but buying all these car things and parts, even from cars from way past that we don't even have.
Well, yeah, and those are not going to get used, obviously. So that, but it was a good deal when he bought it, right?
Exactly. Too good to pass up. That's what killed it.
Too good to pass up.
Anyway. All right. Well, thank you very much for all your advice.
Hey, thanks for giving us a call and thanks for listening this morning, Teresa. You have a wonderful, safe holiday weekend. Happy Easter.
Yes, and you too.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So always good stuff. Oops. As far as that goes. 1-888-344-1170, folks. So just before she called, I was talking about Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 10 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission out at 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks there for coming up on 5 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, taking care of folks almost for a year there, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks all over San Diego County. Stop in to see us for sure. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people, which is very important to us. And that statement to us means we would never recommend a service or repair on your vehicle. We wouldn't recommend on our own family members, or our own mother, as far as that goes, and or father. So good stuff, as far as that goes. We're here to treat you like family, for sure. And stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service or repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Ask one of my managers or service consultants. And we'll go from there and get you all taken care of on approved credit. But it's a great card to have. Every time you use it, you can save money. 6 months, no interest. So as far as that goes. Also, take advantage of our diagnosis on vehicles. One of the most important ever money ever spent on a vehicle is diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility, for sure. No question about it. So get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly. It will save you tons in the long run. Talk to folks about this all the time. I was emailing with a gentleman. He was asking about this in a statement that was made before. Is, you know, that the money spent on diagnosis is so important. That is the number one thing to make sure that you get a quality repair. All right, folks, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are back at it. To finish up, yeah, get your vehicle into us if you are in need of diagnosis. Like I said, I talk about this all the time. Whether it be transmission related, drivability related, whatever related, if you have an issue, leak related, the diagnosis is the most important part of any repair. It's what starts things off, and that's what makes for a good repair. You get a bad diagnosis, guess what you get? A bad repair. And we don't want that. So it's very important that the vehicle gets diagnosed properly. You can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. Check us out, and you can click on all the different links and follow us. Or you can click on the Auto Man, where it goes to the Auto Man segments page, or Auto Talk Radio. I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5 News, or Auto Talk Radio, which are these where we post them afterwards. So all good stuff. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or like I said, go to westautomotivegroup.com, and you can check everything out. All right, let's see what Richard has going this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Brian. I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show.
Well, thanks for listening, and what you got going on this morning?
Well, I've been chasing this gremlin in my... I have a 2005 GMC Yukon.
Okay.
And the knock sensor light came on. Mm-hmm. So I took it apart. I changed the knock sensors. I put original GM parts. Mm-hmm. The two knock sensors... I replaced the harness and a GM gasket, put everything back. I'm pretty meticulous, and I did my research and, you know, made sure all my torque specs were on.
Okay. That was going to be the first question I asked you, because knock sensors are very sensitive to being torqued properly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm reading and hearing. Okay. So anyhow, the code came back.
Okay.
So then I thought, okay, well, maybe it's the harness. So I started doing my resistance test with my little multimeter. I checked the sensors at the connection, going back to the sensors, and I grounded it out, and it's showing the proper reading as far as what the book says the spec should be.
Okay.
Well, before it, I had like a zero, so I knew, okay, the back one was bad. And when I took it off, it was corroded. Mm-hmm. You know, that little valley, it captured the water. So
okay.
I thought, okay, that's the problem. I fixed it, still came back on. I checked the harness all the way down to the brain box. I disconnected it, and I touched the lead on one end to the other, mm-hmm. and I was getting a reading.
Okay.
So the harness was good. It wasn't grounding out. I checked the other wires next to it. So then, but when I unplugged it, I also noticed, oh, there's corrosion at the bottom of the pins.
Uh-oh.
On the bottom. So I took that out, and I, again, meticulously, carefully, not to bend the pins, but I cleaned it with some good cleaner, electrical cleaner. Can't remember the name of it, the red and white can, but it's specifically for...
Electrical contact cleaner, basically, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I cleaned it. It was immaculate. And I put it back, still came on. So then I thought, well, you know what? Some of those pins were a little corroded mm-hmm. on the harness side. So I even went in and I changed out those particular pins okay. that I thought might have been the problem. So I changed out about 8 of them. They were all on that lower portion where water had gotten entered in at some point in stat.
Gotcha.
So I thought, okay, now that has to take care of it. Boom, light still comes back on. So... I'm thinking, like you'd said earlier, maybe it's a bad sensor where it got dropped out of a box, even though it was new, or it's the brain box. What do you think?
Well, it's possible either or. And obviously, resistance will affect the readings, can cause codes to set for sure when you're talking about corrosion, things like that. Right. Are they factory sensors or are they aftermarket sensors?
They're GM.
Factory.
Yeah, I got them. GM factory. Yeah.
Okay, so they're factory sensors. So usually we don't have a lot of problems with those, but anything's possible as far as that goes. Right. As far, you know, is it just yeah. one of them? Although the code just is, that's knock sensor code that it's set is probably a generic one, correct? So you don't.
Yeah, well, actually, it was showing the rear one.
The rear one again. Okay.
And but then after. I changed everything. Now it's showing sensor one.
Oh, sensor one. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe, like you said, maybe it's a bad sensor.
It could be a bad sensor. We have seen that. I mean, it's not super common, but it is possible. And it sounds like you've done all your legwork as far as that goes. Now, can the PCM have a problem, especially if it's had some corroded pins, things like that? A driver or one of the chips inside could have ended up with an issue that when the sensor went bad, especially if the sensor shorted itself from that water intrusion, it could have taken the PCM out with it. The signal.
And that, I'm kind of leaning toward the same thing. So let me ask you this. What is your opinion? I've also seen some blogs that talk about relocation and putting the sensors on the outside of the block.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. You know what? Usually you don't have a ton. I mean, yes, do we see these problems? Yet you get it fixed and then it's good for quite a long period of time. We don't usually relocate them, to be honest with you. It's not something we typically do. But but you definitely have something going on here, and most likely it's either gonna be, like you said, one of the new sensors is having an issue. Which makes me lean more that direction, and I'll tell you why, versus the PCM, because you said before it was knock sensor 2, now it's not sensor 1 since you've done the repair,
right?
Which makes me think like we have something going on there. You replaced the under the intake harness, right? You said the harness because we always replace the harness and both knock sensors whenever we do those, because the harness does have issues too. Yeah, you know what? I in this case, because it changed from one sensor to the other, the code.
Yeah.
I would start to believe that maybe you got a bad sensor.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brian. I'm gonna do that because I knew, I figured, you know what, I've changed everything else out. It's coming down to a few things. And so I was wondering which one should I try first. So yeah, okay.
I'll probably change out
the sensor.
Take it back apart and look and make sure that, you know, and anything could have happened. I mean, maybe when it got torqued, that sensor already had a hairline fissure in it or something, and the sensor cracked or who knows. It's tough to know. But yeah, I think I'd start there.
Okay, thank you, Brian. I appreciate your time.
No problem, Richard. And hey, do me a favor. Okay. Once you get this figured out, give me a call back and let me know what you found, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Have a safe, wonderful Easter.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So those are great questions, and that's something that we run into sometimes for sure when you're actually dealing with a vehicle. You can do the repair and do it all right. You can end up with a bad part. It's possible. And with it moving from the rear sensor code that he had to the front sensor code, I'm starting to think it might just be a bad sensor that he got, unfortunately. And we've been there, and you got to take it back apart. So look forward to hearing what solves your problem, Richard. So keep us appraised next week after or whenever you get this figured out for sure. All right, folks, also want to let you know Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock or sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one reason. If there's an Interstate available, we use it for the vehicle because it's the number one technician recommended battery worldwide for sure. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment and get in, and we'll get you all squared away with an Interstate battery. If you need a battery for any other need that's not automotive related, you can check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery is a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, no question, hands down. So go get yourself one or for whatever you need it for, or westautomotivegroup.com. We'll get you a vehicle one installed. We're here for you. All right, let's see what Bodie's up to. Been a while since I talked to him. What's happening, Mr. Bodie?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I guess I would say I'm doing good. I was going to say stay high and dry, but that used to mean something in the old days.
Well, I'm going to try to stay dry at least. How's that? I'm going to avoid the high part, but.
Well, what that meant as a sailor is you were above the waterline.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. Well, and we've been struggling with that here in San Diego this year. In January, we had cars floating away. They were below the waterline, apparently.
And then people still tried to cross creeks, you know. It's like,
a little common sense goes a long way, doesn't it, Bodie?
Yeah. Or actually, it could be comic sense.
Comic sense.
So, question for you.
Sure.
1999 Acura, or 1997, someone stuck a screwdriver in my door lock.
Why?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. There goes that common sense, huh?
Yeah. Good catch. So, I've been to wrecking yards. There's no more, you know, those cars get crushed right away.
Yeah.
Where would I find a new cylinder for that?
You know, usually we check the something like that. If we can't find it, we go to the internet, start looking. Somebody's going to have one they're selling or something like that. It shouldn't be too expensive at all. And you can rekey it to your key, obviously. So,
I get a good lock shop near me.
There you go. That's it. Yeah, just take it in with your key, and they'll rekey it to change out the tumblers and make it the same. But they should be able to find somewhere there, something there. And sometimes some aftermarket companies, you might even check, you know, I mean, we do everything electronically, but like O'Reilly's and Napa and some of them, Worldpack, they often have stuff because of the age of that vehicle, stuff like that that's available new sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, we're lucky in America we can get all this stuff.
Yep.
People don't think about it. The next thing is a 1997 CRV. I want to add some extra running lights in the front of that. Am I using the right word?
You mean like little fog lamps or?
Yeah, well, yeah, just something to illuminate the street. My vision's off a little bit, and I wear glasses, so I do that part.
Gotcha.
And so I noticed that some streets are real dark.
Yeah.
And so what would you recommend for running lights?
I would probably add a set, you know, a pair of, you know, kind of like fog lamps. You can mount them down low. And
right. Well, yeah. There's like there's that circle in the bumper, the molded bumper. I think they can go in there.
Yes, yeah, that'd work perfectly. And from there, yes, you could you know, and it'll help highlight the road. And you can get some really nice LED ones these days. So,
LED. Okay.
Yeah, that will put out quite a bit of light. So, that's what I would do.
Good. And you're alive and well and healthy?
I'm here. Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. You too. I hope so. I think it's been a few weeks since I talked to you.
Yeah, you got your memory's good. No, I'm 78, and I've basically been food organic most of my life.
Yep.
I mean, literally. I mean, people say, "Oh, you don't look 78." I go, "No, I don't feel 78."
There you go.
That's what you're picking up, and they go, "How much coffee do I say?" Maybe a couple cups a month. So, you know, this is. As you well know, it's like maintenance. I'm a 97 Acura.
Uh-huh.
The thing runs like a top.
Yep. Take good care of things. Yeah, the cars, yeah, other things, your body, they tend to last better.
And but, your wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't forget your wife.
Well, right. I don't have one of those, but yeah, yes, if you have one, you should take good care of her, for sure.
Well, girlfriend, whatever, your significant other is the worst.
There you go.
Yeah.
All
right.
Exactly. All right. I agree with you, my friend.
Thank you. I got a couple things I want to discuss. I'll call you after line at the shop.
Okay. You got it. Sounds great. Hey, great to hear from you. You have a wonderful, safe Easter weekend, all right?
Same with y'all. Bye.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Always great to hear from Bodie. He always has good questions, things going on. So actually, me and Paul a couple weeks ago, we're talking about, I haven't heard from Bodie in a while. So glad he called in. Glad he's doing well. Everything's good as far as that goes. Good stuff. Good stuff for sure. So today we were talking about alignments a bit and different things here. Things that can be worn to cause alignment. I guess the best thing to say about alignments is, once again, proper qualified inspection of the vehicle prior to aligning and aligning it yearly is great stuff. So let's grab Mark real quick. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I was wondering about alignments. If I've heard people that say that they've had their cars aligned and then it goes out of alignment right away, and that would probably be because they weren't properly diagnosed, as they mentioned, I suppose. If you have a bad ball joint or something and if you just throw it on an alignment machine, will it indicate that, or will it not align properly if you have a bad ball joint, or can you align it anyway? And
well, you can align it, but the minute you drive it off the alignment rack, all the angles change and it's out of alignment again. That's the problem that people have when they have a vehicle aligned and it's not looked at properly, because the movement, wherever you set it at, it's not going to stay there if it's worn.
And you can't tell that when you're aligning it. Throwing it on, say, the Hunter machine or something like that, you can't.
Well, when you pulled it on and you do the initial check of it, we always do a visual and several checks that you do to check ball joints, tie rod ends, make sure they're fine. But even if you just hung the heads on there and the alignment's out, you might want to start looking, because there's usually a reason the alignment's out on a vehicle. So as far as that goes,
right.
That's why. So the whole actual visual and mechanically checking of those components and looking at things such as leaf spring eyelets, you know, bushings, are they worn? Now, all these different things are stuff that we look at automatically before we even start to align a vehicle, because we're checking to see, you know. Now, if you get some weird problems or some other things that you do that are out, ride height sometimes we check, because springs on vehicles even start to sag after a while, which affects alignment. There's a lot more that goes into this than most folks think about, to be honest with you.
Right. Sounds good. Well, that brings me to another question. As far as like OEM parts and things, you know, like you mentioned, you have to trust your alignment person.
Absolutely.
And as far as replacing parts, is there a way to be insured that they're using OEM parts or versus aftermarket or?
And I'm going to be careful here, because there's some after. I mean, so like if I'm replacing ball joints on a vehicle, like. There's TRW, Moog, all these aftermarket companies, their stuff's way better quality than the OEM stuff was. So sometimes you don't, you know, and it's specific fit for the vehicle. They manufacture this stuff to the OEM specifications. Some of it better, though, such as a lot of aftermarket stuff will have Zerk fittings on them where you can actually grease them versus factory ones never come with that anymore. So it really needs to rely on your technician using the highest quality parts that they can. And that's what we do. So we just know difference. Like, are we going to put factory control arms on this F-150? Absolutely not. Why? Because the aftermarket ones that they make now are 100% better than the ones that came on the vehicle originally. And they don't wear out. Like, as long as they, you know, ball joints get lubed and things like that during servicing regularly, then they'll last longer, if that makes sense.
Right. It sure does. Well, thank you. And I appreciate your businesses because I trust that they will do that, you know, do the best.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. But my point really to all this is whoever's working on your vehicle needs to know the right stuff to put on your vehicle as far as that goes. Because, like I said, sometimes OEM's not always the best quality when it comes to that. There's like, you know, shocks and struts are another thing. I mean, that's one of the things that are not, you know, they tend not to put the highest quality stuff on when they're manufactured. They put them on that they know they're going to wear out in this period of time because that's as far as they need to get the vehicle. They don't put a bunch of extra into it where you put, you know, TRW or the different manufacturers. Monroe makes some amazing stuff and different KYB, you know, struts. There's some really great aftermarket struts for vehicles too, so that are way better than factory stuff. So that's it really relies on whoever's working on your vehicle. If they know what's the best quality and they're using that, then you're getting the best repair for sure. And that's what you need to rely on is who's taking care of your vehicle.
That's true. Well, thank you, Brian. Have a happy Easter.
You too, Mark. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Mark brings up a really great point to all this. And that great point is, you know, you really need to rely on whoever's servicing or repairing your vehicle to do the best for you and your vehicle. So, and I do talk about OEM. I mean, there's a lot of things OEM, like the knock sensors. I use factory sensors. We just do. The reason why is we have less problems with them. We know they work great and all that stuff. When it comes to things like ball joints, shocks, struts, control arms, things like that, we tend to use a lot of aftermarket stuff because it's better quality. And we know that. And we know which components, manufacturers, et cetera, make better quality things for certain things. So it just depends. And the reason that we know what's the best is because we do it all the time. So, and that's what you need to rely on, is somebody really advising you to do the best thing no matter what kind of repair it is, as far as that goes. Yeah. So there's just some things we will only use factory OEM stuff on. Other things, there's great other stuff for. So as far as that goes, like hybrid batteries, we tend to, if your Prius needs a hybrid battery, we a lot of times like, and matter of fact, here's the quality difference on those. We tend to use a lot of Toyota batteries as far as the hybrid batteries for like Priuses, things like that. The aftermarket ones, they're so bad that the manufacturers that were manufactured, some of them have got out of that. They don't even do it anymore. And also Toyota won't take one of those as a core. So something to be cognizant about. The core is pretty high on those. But if you have somebody's put an aftermarket battery in your Prius and it's time to replace it, we have to go with a factory one. If there's an aftermarket battery in it, Toyota knows that they won't take as a core. Why? Because they're not the quality of their batteries. So they can't even rebuild those. So it's a lost core. So just some good points when it comes to that, knowing what to do and when to do it and what parts to use to make sure that the repair is the best repair that you can give somebody. And that's what we're all about. So there you have it. As far as that goes, important stuff for sure. Yeah. So boy, I tell you what, the hour like flew by today. I appreciate everybody calling in. As far as alignment stuff, Mark is totally right. You know, we're looking for excessive loads on vehicles can change alignment on a vehicle too. That's one thing that's not something worn. If somebody's carrying a lot of weight around it, like a plumbing truck, it needs to be aligned with all the weight in it because that's how it spends its life all the time. And if you take all the weight out of it, you align it, they put the weight in, it changes alignment on the vehicle. Loads do. So just keep that cognizant and make sure and get your vehicle in and have it aligned yearly. Hey, everybody, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We appreciate you joining us. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1. We'll be back live next Saturday. Take care. Happy Easter.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of West Automotive Group and the host of Auto Talk Radio. I'm also the auto man on the CW San Diego and Fox 5 News. We have been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time for your vehicle to get serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy the use of our free shuttle rides, home or to work, or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced and repaired. West Automotive Group service and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of our longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis at one of our five state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, Miramar UTC, and now Oceanside. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com.